Simon Kuf Pei Zayin. So the in Simon Kuf Pei Vav we had a discussion about the Gimel B'dik is Chayim Lach HaTashmish. The Shach over there wanted to say that the Rif B'Dafka wrote the Alochis in Ksubis and not in Nida. There's no real Nafkamina by Nida. The Nafkamina will be by Ksubis. The Machshavas Shachar points out that why is that true? There could be enough community in Bedikis and the Asra al Baila, just the Asra al Baila, like we'll see in this Siman. Now, the halacha over here that we begin with about Isha Shiraz Sadam Machmas Tashmish, Isha Sudam Machmas Tashmish. Now, the question is, when is she singing? When is she singing? What's the shir? How soon after is she singing that we're going to assume that she is a roya machmas tashmish? So we have a sugya over here of Yudalad Omer Aleph in Masech Nida, and the Gemara over here is Mavur, the Mishnah. The Gemara is Mavur that if she finds dam on an eid betika if tashmish, so it depends when she found it. If she found the dam ois yoyim, Oisi means right after the Tashmish. So then the halacha is that the both tmeim vadai, and because it's this bara, that was they found the Teich Oisiyoyim, which is right away, it's clear to us that this dam was there already b'shas Tashmish, and they'll be chayv b'karban chattas. And Zavur in the Gemara Yudalaram Beis, that the share of Oisiyoyim is a marshal to the Shamish v'eid, that it's waiting there for the aver to pull out and the aid to go in. Meaning, as soon as it's right by the opening, as soon as the aver pulls out, she's already doing something. When we learned it, we explained that she's doing a kinuach. She's being mekamleach the makom with the aid, and there's no waiting because if we're going to say it's a bedika of chayim v'zdakin. So that bedika takes some time. So you're going to lose the hechrich that the dam was there, b'shas tashmish. Now, if let's say she finds a lachers man, so the halacha is, they're both tamei and misafik, and pata from a carbon. There's a sheet in the Bryce and Yedalar and Beis that he's chayiv ashem taloi, which we explained then that according to the Tanakam of the Mishnah, there's no chayiv ashem taloi, because in order to be chayav ashtol, you need to have chaticha achas mishnei chatichos, which means that there's a hochsik iser in front of us. And over here, since it's not hochsik iser, there's no chayav ashtol, even though we have a suffix iser kares. But that's not enough to be mechayiv a karban ashtol. The Tan of the Braisa held that once there is a suffix iser kares, once he was over on a suffix iser kares, even though there's no hochsik iser, it's chayiv Asham Tali. Now, what's the share of La'achar Zman? So the Mishnah over there says, Kedisha Teir Min Amitav Tadiach Paneha, referring to the Paneha Shalmata. The Gemara is from a different Braisa. The Gemara Amma Beis is from another Braisa, where it's Mavur that the share of La'achar Zman is Kedisha Toishit Yodei Tachzakar, Tachzakeses, Vititol Eid, Vitidek Boy. But less than that share, I'm sorry, but which is probably less than the share of Teir Min Amitav Tadiach Paneha. The Gemara is a kasha between the Mishnah and the Braisa. And the Gemara brings two truths. Rav Chisda, who says that the share of the Mishnah is not for the din of La'achas Man Shul Safek, it's for another din, that the Baal is not tummy at all. So what we call Achar Achar. And Ravashi answers that both shirim are the same. The Gemara asks on Ravashi from a Braisa and remains Kasha. Now, if I find after the shir of Achazman, so then Allah is that the Baal is not Tame at all, because we're told that the Dam came after the Tashmish. So these are the three Zman that we have in the Singing of Dalit. Shia Isyoim, Achazman, and then what we'll call Achar Achazman.
Is there a good way of reading the Mishnah? So the Mishnah says, Iza Achazman, Sheiter and Mitav the Diach Panel, for Achar Gachan, that's man, Metat Mislis, Vena Metat Mesbo.
So the Pashas reads like Ravashi, right?
You read otherwise. So it says, what is after Zman this? After that Zman, then you're not.
Or after that Zman, Gilu, when that's not.
When is after that Zman?
After Kach,
After Kach, meaning after that Shir.
Yeah, after that Shir. Tama Yislaes, Vayim Tama Yisbol. I agree with you. That's what it says.
I don't have a clue. It's a bother me also. I don't have a clue. Does anyone have?
What?
Is that you will see Rishayim passing Rav Ashi because
right,
that's the question.
I don't know.
Okay, so we have these three Zman. Come along to Rishayim by us, and they want to learn that the same thing will be true by the din of Roy Machas Tashnish for it to become us to her husband. And therefore, the Rishonim explain that the only time she'll be nesra lebayla is if it was rasa miyad, which she saw immediately after the tashmish. And as if it's found in a way that we would be metame the baal, so then we would assume that the assumption is that it came shas tashmish, and that's when she'll become asa to her husband. Many Rishonim write, what is this shir? Bechtei sheterim min amitza. Which the Beis Yosef explains, shetikaneach b'isimak. Correct the Beis Yosef in the Dere Masch of Yesh L'tzmaya, that according to what's recorded in the Gemara, in the Teretz of Rav Chista, this shir is la'achar achazman. This shir is la'achar achazman, right, which is not even tamei misafik, according to Rav Chisda. And don't tell me that we hold like Rav Ashi, because the Gemara comes out kasha on Rav Ashi. So how can we hold like Rav Ashi? And therefore, when the Mechaba over here continues, the Mechaba that we started to read, he continues, says miyad b'chtei shetai shel yodai l'tachzakar l'tachzakeses v'sitol ei livdek boy. So the Mechaba Taka brings down the share of Kedei shetoshet yodei v'tachzikar the kesis v'sitol eid v'tzidikbar. The Bach in the Ramaslav Adovabar, he says that be'emes we take on like Rav Ashi. The Beis Yosef said shretz kol like Rav Ashi because of the tiyufto. I'm sorry, because of kasha. Says the Bach, that's when the Gemara says tiyufto. The lashon tiyufto means that he's slugged up. But kasha just means you have a shverkai. From a shverkai, you could go by it with a shverkai. Which the emphasis is that the Rishonim about Basra and the Nebezah and Beis Rashbam and others over there have a machlekes about this point. If when the Gemara says kasha and doesn't say tiyufta, does it mean they're slugging it up or not? Now, the Teir Shlamim over here in Eis Aleph, he brings down the Mechaber and the Beis Yosef. And he goes on, and he says, "L'chein le'kasev a beis yisuk l'ashan tor v'siyatoi afshe beis yisuk mitarz v'psev v'zvar mikom akomay adov v'dochik bein of ledina." Or be'emes tirute t'mu ma'id l'daiti. He says the beis yisuk betzim t'mua, and or be'emes bechinam hirish a beis yisuk v'chozek k'mash kasev a bach k'me'akara le'kasev midi. Very simple. They hold like Rav Ashi. The idvi, the chachuri. Cheris sharaj b'ter sabayis aruch. Hetig lehet yidvei Rav Ashi the psak alacha. Rashba brings down Rav Ashi the psak alacha. V'avde b'shas a signal to Rav Ashi because your eye beis yosef is moira. Come akay midle come ashas tiyuf the rakasha. A ken yachali is the hilchse he be protest the kosher the Rav Ashi shav. And he says, and even more than that, it could be the whole kasha of the Gemara is not so shver. What was bothering the Gemara over there? The Gemara had a stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So the Gemara had a problem. They couldn't stem the Mishnah with the Braisa. No, I'm sorry. On Rav Ashi, the Gemara had another Braisa. But it's not so shver. Agapanim, the Teir Shlamim seems to also come out like the Bach. The Siddur Taira in Ois Aleph adds to this that was the Gemara comes out with Kushya is only because there could be miyashiv, the steer between the Mishnah to the Braisa. If the Mishnah is talking about where the aid is in her hand, then also the Braisa is talking about that. But the Metzias that the shear is the same, that the shear of B'chadesh Terim and Amita, K'she'ed B'yod is the same as the shear of Shetesh Yod Atachazakri, when the aid's not in her yad, that's emes even according to Rav Chisda. Even according to Rav Chisda. There's no machlekes in Metzias. And therefore, he says, the Rishonim Paskin like Ravashi. So we have over here a machlekes Achrayinim, the Beis Yosef, which is this way the Mechaber Paskins, if it's the Shear of Chedesh Atosh Yaday, or the Bach, which says that the Shear could be also, the Shear could be Bechedesh Atayim and Mita. And according to many Achroin, the Bach, the Sedei Taira, and the Taira Shlomim, it's really the same Shear Metzias. Now, the Mechaber uses this Lashon of Vesitol Eid Livdeg Boy. She should take the Eid to be baidik with it. What does it mean to be baidik with it? So we mentioned before the Rashba. The Rashba says it can't be a bedika, because if it's a bedika, you can't be mechayev chatas through the bedika. Must mean a kinuah. If she's doing a bedika, a full bedika, which takes some time, so that's not called miyad. So akar, you have to say that it means a kinuah. And the chayra, that's what the Mechaber also means. When he says, the titel Eid Livdek, what he means with a kinuach, like he says right after that, V'tikaneach atzma, he's explaining himself, what does it mean, Livdek boy? V'tikaneach atzma, she's mekaneach herself, she does a kinuach over there. She's doing a kinuach. Achreim ha'vakasha, that it's before in the Gemara, that you cannot be mechayev through a bedika. You can't be mechayev through a bedika. The linya chatzis, we can't be mechayev chatzis, but a bedika. If I'm doing a bedika, I cannot be mechayev chatzis.
But it's too long.
Right. Linya the shir of achaz man. But this svar that we're giving to why it has to mean a kinuach and not a bedika makes sense for the chiyuv chatas, because it's mevor in the Gemara that in order to be chayav chatas, it has to be right away, and that it's clear to me that it was the b'shas the tashmish. But when we're dealing with this matter of achar zman, so how do we know that over there the shatas yad is not to do a bedika gemura? Who said over there it's a kinuach? I don't need right away. It's not happening right away. So maybe over there it's talk of a real bedika like the mashmais of the Gemara. So the Bach and the Sri Taira and his Aleph, the Ramas Mushach and the Chavaz Das, they ask this question and they discuss it. Now what comes out is that even if we can say that the Baal is not Tamei Bivada and is not Chayvachatis, the Baal is only suffix tamei, we still could consider the Isha a Roy Machmas Tashmish, and she'll come also with this on her husband, right?
Did we answer the previous question? I'm sorry. We should ask the.
I just also was the Bach asset, the Sritari asset, and the Chavaz Das asset.
Oh, we didn't answer.
I didn't say more than that yet. We do have a Chiddush over here. Is that even if the Baal is not Tamei Bevadei, he's not Chayav Chatas, he's only a Safek Tamei, we still can consider the Isha Roi Machmas Tashmish, and she'll become also with this on her husband. And even if she'll lose her Ksuba, but the Isha is only Misafek. She should only be also Misafek. So the Beis Yosef over here says that what's the reason why she loses her ksuba? Because hamaytzu chaver al horay, right? She's coming to be maytzi mamay, so therefore it's upon her to bring a raya that there was no dam machmas tashmish. Also, even if Bam is she didn't see until right afterwards, but still, since her derech is to see miyad if the tashmish, since her derech has sirah the tashmish, so she's always becoming also right away. So you can tie in mekach tois and she doesn't have ksuba. Either one of these two svaras. But that's been to get hefsek ksuba. But still was saying that shaykh for her to become asa to her baal. So the question is, if it's only a suffix, so the chavzdas over there in Ois Aleph, he asks, he's going with his shita that this din of Rav Mach Tashmish, she becomes asa and her husband he didn't vest. Like it's before in Taisvis, Amachbaba Manal, Vadim Masav and Menes, that Shasa Tashmish is Shasa Besta, and therefore she's also on her husband to Shamash with him, he didn't pre show Shasa Vest. So, Frek the Chavaz Das, we learned in Simukupe Dalit, Ois Dalit, Sif Dalit, that by a Suffolk Vest, we're Mako. Why? Because Vest is a Drabun, right? Over there was talking about when. There's a suffix if she saw before Netzcham or after. We go to Kula. If so, over here also, it's only a suffix Roy Machmas Tashmish, and it's a divest. Helchus Vest is with Meiko. So the Chavzdas answers this question by saying that since the Iker suffix came about in a Deraisa, right? If let's say the Baal would be over on Isanida. So we're being since it's neither the Raisa, and we're being machmar and him to mechayiv and meyashim tali. So therefore, even though it ended up being a suffik derabbanan, if we consider this a rei machmas tashmish linyan to answer her on him, he didn't vest. She's awesome. Hashenke of the ansim kopei dalid. It's completely a drabbanan dikadin. It's all a din invested drabbanan.
When does get back to that machlikas we were earlier between? Was this name we brought up? Chavzdas is here.
Yeah, this is where the Chavzdas is.
And then, so where we still have the same problem point the other achrayim.
Right.
We say that we need to split between the rest and the drabbanan is here.
Right.
That we brought earlier, according to the achrayim. That you, we asked Stam if it's a Suffolk Durban, why it would be Machmir. So we go to one of the reasons was that it's Moshe Shandereisa, so Galgal, what's it called?
Suffolk Miskalgal.
Suffolk Miskalgal. So then it would be considered the race child, but we brought the immigrant, I think it was.
Yeah.
That's it. And here it's two different separate child, Chavit Isser and then Chavit the Vest. So therefore it wouldn't be it wouldn't have any changes to the Isser, the race.
Right. The Chavzdas continues. Chavzdas has another question. Chavzdas asks, he says, one second. He says, what's the reason why we're not Maimon Har Cheskes Taira? Again, we should be Maimon Har Cheskes Taira and say that the Dam came after the Tashmish, right? What's the rule? The rule of Cheskes Taira is that as long as, what's the rule of Chazaka? That as long as we've, until the point where we have a Suffolk, she's with Cheskes. Her chazaka. So she had a chesed tairah over here. So why are we not machzik or b'tairah until the point of where we found the b'shas tashmish? So he quotes Tosfos and the Samach on Beis. The Gemara in Samach on Beis again is discussing these three different zmanim. The Gemara over here. It's talking about a case of Shalish Nashim, which we shein is v'mita achas, and then they find dam on the one of them. So they're all tmeyas. Let's say batka achas, one of them did bedika, and she finds herself to be tmeya. So she saves the other ones, and the other ones are tayra. So Gemara says this halacha that she saves the other ones, and the other ones are tayra, is only if she is batka atzma b'shir vest. Only she's biting herself within the sheer vest. And the Gemara explains, because as long as the Baal, if this is within the sheer, that the Baal will be chayv achatis, so then her tyrus at tmeyos, Baal bashim tali tyrus tluyos, Baal apater tyrus el tyrus. Then Ravashi omar, afilu Baal abachatis, tyrus el tluyos. So the Gemara says, Bishle mahasim ema shamish ikvelida, avahacha, im isa devidam man ikve. How can you compare the din of Tyrus, the din of, I'm sorry, the din of Bishas Tashmish to the din over here of Tyrus, is a simple difference. Ohasam Ema Shamish Ikvilidam. Bishas Tashmish, Betzim was there. The reason why you didn't see it or find it is because the Shamish was holding it back. As opposed to over here, by Tyrus, there was nothing holding it back. So Tosis says over here, Ema Shamish Ikvilidam, Vim Taima, Kim the Yachol Liois. The Afagav the Nimsik Shavez, Shalayadam Shasbiya. Once you're telling me that there is a tzad over here, that even when I'm finding a sheer vest, it's possible that the dam was not the Shasbiya. It's back to being a chattis. Since Roy Pamim comes earlier, Ubitashmish. Since Rav Pamim comes earlier and by Tashmish, and I can be toilet that the Shamish is ma'akavit, that's enough to be metameher minatera. So what's Taisa saying over here? Taisa is telling us that if they find the dam within the Shia Oisyaim, Chayv Chatas, even though it's still possible that the dam came here after the Tashmish, because right down above him, the dam comes before. So the Chem de Shleim explains, and other Achrayim, that Shan Taisis is false, and this way we learned, when we learned Taisis, we explained, that since we know there's a Cheskes dam above our Gosh, right? The Rambam, at least. According to Rambam, there's a Cheskes, there's a Chazaka, that dam comes with our Gosh. Now this lady found, with a Kinuach after Tashmish, and she says she didn't have any argosha. She didn't have any argosha. So now, if she's seeing Dam B'Shas Tashmish itself, so then I could say, Ta'asa, she confused the argosha of the Tashmish with the argosha of the Dam. But if the Dam's coming after the Tashmish, so what do we have to say? We have two options. Either we could say that she saw it without argosha, or we could say that she was margish and she doesn't pay attention to it. So therefore, says Taisis, it's more mistabrit to say that she saw B'Shas Tashmish with Agasha than to say that it came after is without Agasha. So says the Chavis Das, based on this Taisis, even when we find Dam in the share of Achazman, it's still shach to say that Roy Pamim came earlier by the Tashmish. Except what? It's a weaker roiv. Achazman, it's a weaker roiv. It's not a strong roiv like Oisyaim. So if it's Oisyaim, that roiv, the roiv of Oisyaim will turn it into a vadai to be chayv achatas. And that's what they're saying. That roiv is strong enough to make it into a chatas. But Lemaisa, there is a miut that sees Lachar Tashmish, Lachazman. There is a miut of Lachazman. So says the Chavis Das, Smaich miuta the Chazaka. We take that miut with Smaich to the Chazaka of the Cheskes Taira, and now we have a Mechsa Mechsa, which is a real suffix. That's what he explains. That the right, he has the kasha. What else? What?
You were dealing with Ashim Tali. That's the Reisa.
Yeah, Safik. That's the rest of the Ashim Tali.
Smoch Midach Zaka is the Reisa.
Why not?
I think
the
Rambam
was a very clear story. Yeah. That's definitely. Yeah? Okay. So now you can add this to the list. Fine. So that's shot over here in this man that says the bechaber says of a sital eliv they were tchanech atzma. Okay, now the bechaber continues says shamesha shalish pamin. She can be shamesh three times. In bechol shalish pamin it's two from ras adam. So then asur l'shamesh and balze el tzgarish v'tinasi l'achem. Nisis la'achav ros adam machvas dashmish gimel parm ritzufim asur l'shamesh gam aloy sibal al tzigarish t'nasin, and she has a third chance with the third one. Now, if we take a look at the Gemara on the Samach Vav Amir Aleph, the Gemara over here on the Braisa, the Gemara says an interesting lashon. Says roi dam machvas dashmish shameshes parm shoyna v'shniya v'shlishes. And then it says again, by the second Baal, Nisis la'achar, Tinas la'achar, Nisis la'achar. Ross the Damach Tashim, Shemesh, Pam Rishayim, Shneem, Shlishis. The question in the Rishayim is, are we, when the Gemara says Pam Rishayim, Shneem, Shlishis, is it counting that first time that she saw Dam or not? Are we counting that first time or not? And even before that, where's the number three come from? So we know there's Machlekes, Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbanan in Yevamis. If over there, the Achdal on base, if a Chazaka over there is with two or three times. Now, Rashi seems to learn, in two Rashis here, Tinasi Hasheni and Devir Rebbe. The Rashi was in Tersabayis, that this din is takatoli in the machlekes over there of Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and our sikh is going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the reason why our sikh is going like Rav Shimon Gamliel is because the Gemara over there says that we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel in Vestas. So since Rebbe Max Tashvis is a vest din, it's a din of a Vestas, so it makes a lot of sense. And we go over Shim Gamliel over here, and we say three times. Taisus over there, Divya Maschav and Nemenis, says even Rebbe would be Maida, that it would take three times to become Aso. Because since Rav Nashim do not see Machmas Tashmish, it's a weak Chazaka. For such a Chazaka, Rebbe would agree that you need three times. So Akabarim Sevim Machalis Vishayim Mephal Sugi is going. Only going to Rav Shimon Gamliel, or even according to Rebbe. Now, how do we count these three times? Are we including the first time that she saw Dam or not? So the Shach in Kufei Vav, Sifkat and Alf, quoted the Rebbe, there was a Medayik in the Lashon of the Braisa that says, that's quoted, his Medayik in the Lashon of the Braisa, it's talking about after she has three times. After the first time she saw, she was rasa, she saw, and then she's meshameshes parishay neshnei neshlishes. The sefer Eshkol, his matched Israel from the hemshcha brayz. Go further in the brayz. It says nisis laach of rasa dam machas tashmish shameshes parishay neshnei neshlishes. Now says the Eshkol by the second husband, it's pashit that she's already doing bedika by the first tashmish. If she was married to the first husband and she saw three times in a row, so even though we allow her to get married to the second husband, but it's pasha that she's doing bedikis. So it has to mean Rishayin Shnei Vashlishis in the Hemshecha Braisa, and we're including the first time she saw, because she did a bedika then. So it must be that the first time also it's including the bedika. The Chassam Sefer in a few Tshuvas, Chassam Sefer discusses our sugya at length in Tshuva Kufnum Gimel through Kuf Samachay, also in Chedushim on Samachay on base. He says, according to the Ravid, even the second husband, even when she goes and gets married to the second husband, she's mutter to Mshamesh the first time without a bedika, without doing any bedika before the Tashmish. She doesn't have to do a bedika before the Tashmish. It's only if she finds Dam now another three times, so then she'll become master to her husband. But the first time, that's not counted. That's not from the count. Even though Zakta Chassam Seif, even though she was a Huchsika from the first husband, that she's a Rei Machas Tashmish, but the fact that we're allowing her to marry a second husband is because what? Because we're putting her back on her cheskes tayruk chol nashim, and we're being toila that what she saw by the first husband was machmas etzbayi, but the second husband she won't see. So therefore, says the Chassam Sofer, the Ravid learned that she doesn't have to do it, and he explains more. The reason for the Ravid, the Chassam Sofer also Kuf Samach Dalet, but the Sidri Taira in Kufei Vav Isdal in the second period in Shulchan Aruch Rav in Sebeis, and explain as much like this also in the Eshkol that by the first Re'iyah, The what's the svar that we don't count the first riyah or mice? So why don't we count the first riyah? The svar is because sins by the first riyah, by the first husband, she didn't do a bedikah before the tashmish. So we always have that sad to say that this dam that she found afterwards was already there from before the tashmish, and did not come back with the tashmish. So therefore, we matter another three times, and she should be bedik before and afterwards. Says the Siddhitai in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that according to this, it comes out that the din roi machmas tashmish is only because, or only when, she's been biting herself three times before, and then we could say that the dam came machmas the tashmish, and then we can ask her to her husband. If so, they both ask, it's a tavua, because we don't find in the paiskin this halacha that she has to do the bedikah beforehand in order to become aser. And from this, they're mechiyach that obviously the paiskin were not mekabel the sheet of the rabbi la halacha. But this remind him, the Siddhartha also over there say that more than that, if you take a look at the rabbi himself, the rabbi is befeirish that you don't have to be bedik beforehand. Even after she already saw Adam, you don't have to be bedik beforehand. So it can't be.
He has hold of it?
Yeah, the Chaim
so never
hold of it, right. Until after you find the bedikah before, you don't have to do. The Chaim himself, we want to say that the only time you'll come us is if she did a bedikah beforehand. The Chaim knows she doesn't have to do a bedikah beforehand. Even if she saw once or twice.
And she can be machzik to her machzik after, even when
right.
Doing bedikah beforehand.
Right. So the Chassam Seif over there, Simakuf Samach Dal, he continues, he says, and
didn't we explain over there in Kuf Bevav that why the Rif needed bedikahs before and after? For this reason?
Yeah.
So then we see the person doing it.
The person bring what?
Over there, Kuf Bevav, when you're trying to machzik yourself.
Yeah, but let's say she's very machzik herself. Now she's married 3 years and she finds Dam Machas Tashmish. She didn't do a bedikah beforehand. Will she become Asar? According to this Chetan, she won't become Asar unless she did beforehand. We never said that over there. We said when we're telling her to do those three bedikahs, we tell her to be machzik herself, do beforehand. Right? But we said that in the future, when she finds Dam Machas Tashmish, she's not going to become Asar to her husband if she didn't do the bedikah beforehand.
It takes more to be mastic herself with not being right.
Yeah, she made a chazaka for her future.
No, it was a year where she already saw, so she has a reza. So
therefore we're going to be more machmer.
So she should have to take it for.
Why? We're going to be mastic her that she has an issue, So the Chassam Seif explains that the Chassam Seif wants to say that even according to the Raivid, it's only the first time that if she wasn't baidik before the Tashmish, then now we're not mitzarefit to the count. Because at that point she didn't have to do bidika. So it could be Mekal and Mitoila that was there from before. But once she already saw once, and she's chayiv now to do a bidika before the next Tashmish, if she doesn't do it beforehand, and she finds afterwards dam, we're not going to be mekel for her. Because you had a chiv bedikah, you should have done it, and you didn't do it. So we're not going to give her the kula to be told that was there from before, and she'll be asked to her husband.
Yeah, that was the
chav stas. What I just said was some sefer. Now, the...
The rabbit, stam, if you say it's the rabbit, would that be chalik on that, which we just quoted from Tais earlier, and that's how chav vis? It says that whenever you find afterwards it's done by a king during the Mikodim Uvitashmish. That's referred from to the Ezra Chastas.
Why?
He's saying that you find that after it should be a Safik, you should have your Chastas Tar and push it all the way as far as it goes. So it's not a Safik, you shouldn't bring an Ashim Talib. And we answer that no, when we have a Roy that comes during Tashmish.
Right.
This is saying.
Even before.
No, we're saying though if you find that Tashmash is a Rav with Tashmash. No, I'm saying either the Rav that came with Tashmash, we call them Ubitashmash. As the Tish says. So, no.
Right.
This would be going on like that, because that is saying when you find that Tashmash is a Rav that came during Tashmash.
And now we're saying the tzad to say that
you have to use the chanushon as cheshbon.
Right.
Say it comes before tashmish.
Right.
You still have to cut the tongue.
Seems
like
you have to.
That's your question.
Right. Okay. So when you get this sa'ara, the Siddhartha has another mahalach, and the Siddhartha has another mahalach in the Ravid. The nice bays, the bays meir, the nice alf, the avos, the baruch, the placey. They all want to explain the Ravid as follows. The Ravid never meant that since you didn't do a bedika before the tashmish, therefore we're not toiled the dam to be b'shas tashmish. That's not what the Ravid meant. Right. Until now we were learning that because she didn't do Obadiah before, and therefore we're not telling her that it came during, when we say it came before. They said, no way. Avada, we're going to assume that it came Machmas Tashmish, because that's the, like we said before, the right problem is coming Mikoidem B'Tashmish. However, so what's the reason for the Ravid? So either because we can be Maimed the Isha Cheskes Taira, but since before the Tashmish, she was still Tahar, or since afterwards she saw twice Bishas Tashmish, so we're not going to go back to before the Tashmish, either because Bechetzis Tairo, and also because if the next two times she finds after Tashmish, there's no reason for us to assume that the first time was before him. She's already finding after Tashmish, found twice again after Tashmish. Then we can assume that the first time was also after Tashmish, the B'Shas Tashmish, I mean. Not after B'Shas Tashmish.
The next two times she did a B'Din before him.
Next two times, I didn't say that, listen. If we find twice after, one second. If the next two times we find after, we can assume that. So what's the Raiva talking about? When he says that we don't count the first time, so because there's a halacha, Aisha is not supposed to do bedikas after tashmish, not even achar zman, libay nightfall. So what happened? The first time the rabbi is telling a specific case where the first time she did it zman muflig afterwards, a lot of time afterwards. So vada's not a raya that was there b'shas tashmish, and that's why we don't count the first time. Because maybe it didn't come to way afterwards. But once already, there's a race over here. Because somebody says she did fine. So now it would be mechayver to be baidik three times right after the tashmish in order to know if she is a roya machmas tashmish. And now, if these three times she's finding it right after the Tashmish, then we can be Machziger as Roy Machz Tashmish. And the Pardesh of Mayim adds to this. He says, even if she doesn't remember if the first time she checked how much time afterwards, but since she wasn't Mechuvin of Bedika the first time, we can say that Minastam, she didn't Bedik herself right away. And this way it's important that Tarish Lamim also is based. This Pshan the right. That a vada, it's three times. She has three times to be machzik herself. But the reason why we're not counting the first time is only because she did the bedika a lot of time afterwards. And again, the yisod of these achrenim also is that we're not choshes that maybe came before the tashmish. That's not our concern. Our concern is either during the tashmish or after the tashmish. So when it was the zman muflig, then we'll say it came afterwards. If it was the zman muflig, we're going to say that it came during.
The reason was because of that original time that she checked herself, the zman muflig afterwards?
Yeah.
That caused the reason? It was yeah. Much further later. So
how much further?
Just said,
the zman of lacha zman is let's say 15 seconds or 3 seconds. So muflik is anything more than 15 seconds. Half a minute. That's my muflik.
And that's because the reyes, but it's not enough to tell you that it happened.
Nope. That we saw already in two sugyas. We saw that in Yudal. We saw the tamachan base.
A reyes of someone who sees
reyes just means we have a suffix. Yeah. that maybe this happened with Shas Tashmish. Already, they just finished Tashmish like half a minute ago.
It's the raya.
Yeah, it's no raya. The only raya is right. Is within.
Okay.
So that's the sheet of the right. That's the sheet of the right. And those are two malchim, and have to understand the right. The Baal Ma'ar, over here in his Hasagas on the Bali Nefesh, he says, Haroya Machmas Tashmish, Pamrisha and Shnei Vishlishis. He says, and doesn't mean through a Bidika, because why is she being Baidik? She doesn't have to be Baidik, Besech the Sheikh Yiv Hashem Tali. So we're talking about Bidika Lachazman. What? Not bedikas, right? He's not doing bedikas, right? And his sheet is that even if I do bedikas afterwards, it's not a race enough to be mechayiv me bedikas. Why should I be mechayiv me bedikas, right? We just said we're going to arrive with mechayiv me. He held that even if I did bedikas lachas man, it's not a race enough of a race to be mechayiv me to do bedikas. So what are we talking about over here? Where she is magish three times with Shas Tashmish, the dam is coming. So according to him, there's no chilik between the first to the second. The first time is of course mistar. If she's being magish with Shas Tashmish, the dam is coming. So of course, it's mistar to it. And if we take a look at the Rambam, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Chaf, the Rambam says, Mishra dam shas tashmish, hazumuteres le shamish kishetitoyer pam shnia. Ros dam be pam shnia, mishamesh pam shlishes. Ros dam kach beshlishes, hazuasru le shamish and balze loilam. So Rambam's also mashma that it's three times. We count the first time in also. Kabari Shulchan Aruch for a minute. Sorry.
Quicker.
If you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav over here in Ois Beis, Shulchan Aruch Harav says, Pamim im tashma zed aino oid base pam. That's the prishat hashach. Varayv mikasev shemesh es oid gimel pam shem the sphere leid lemikra machas tashes. Fi elkish bat gatz v'koyin tashes. We spoke out before from the shacharach harav. V'arizach chaylik alav. Cause the rizah that argues, and then he says v'chein mashma mistimas kol apayskin shleizkiru chiv didikazu. So he says, the steam is called up iskim, is like the, it's not like the right. It's not like the right. Right.
Means that there's no
bedikas. If there's no bedikas. He's quoting. Right, what?
He's just going by the minion.
It's going about the minion. I'm talking about the minion. That's how I'm talking about the minion.
Right.
And the emesis is not just the Rambam, the Eshkol and Simem Ches, the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Tez Vav in the Halachas also says that. So it's many Rishayim. And therefore we go like this Shita. The Prisha Nais Gimel says, that even the Torah that quotes the Lashon of the Braisa, he never meant they have another three times besides the first one. Shemesh Pam Rishayna means the time that you saw, and on that you have a second and third time, like the Taz and the Shach bring down. However, the Torah Shlamim in Ice Base, he says that from the Lashon, the Torah Shochach is Mashma, that you have three times, besides the first time, like the Raifit. And he says that according to the Rambam, the first time is Mestarif, the Shitasai, because according to him, any Ishayim, she has a vest, she has to do B'diki after Tashmash. Maybe she saw Machas Tashmash, so if so, the first three is Mestarif, but the Torah the Shitasai. That Ish Sheish Leves does not need a Bedika, therefore we're not going to be Mestarif, the first one. And that which is Mashma from the end of Kuf Pei Vav, that by Ish Sheish Leves, that she needs to always do a Bedika before, after. I mean, that's what is Mashma over there, that from that by Ish Sheish Leves has to. So therefore is Metama on the Shach, that the Shach passing in the Kuf Pei Vav, that Isha, even if she has no vest, doesn't need to do B'dik at all. And still he says over here that the first Riyah is Mestarif. Doesn't fit with the Cheshvin, right? Now the Torah Shlomo is making the Shitasi over here. And it just doesn't fit.
Only if you say it's
totally
on the
Dika
before.
Right. If you have to do a Bidika afterwards. Are we chosh that those damas dashmish? And therefore you have to always do a Bidika afterwards. But again, we mentioned before the Siddur Taira and Kuf Pei Vav Oizdala the Placey, which are mashmish that point to the Raivit. If she does a Bidika beforehand, then of course we give him star the first Riyah. Which means that
well, Shaitar, I thought we said the Shaitar knocked off the Pshat because the
person
didn't say it.
Well,
they
were
Sidetar,
the said the Rebbe himself. Sidetar in his space and now Simon. And
Kufpe Bob is Dalit. Oh, he's feeling that mild.
Yeah, in his second Pirush over there. There's two Pirushim over there. I think I said it, right?
Yeah, we said it to see he brought the Rebbe himself, but we're not like that because in the preceding Tashish, you need to do it before.
That'd
be
so
right.
And this is where the Aruch Shulchan learns in Yisud Beis that there's no real machlokes over here, whether we count the first time or not. Take a look at the Aruch Shulchan. Yisud Beis there. I'll compare him the. Okay. Okay, we're going to stop here. Let's show it to you.
Is that we brought up the...